Up to page Reish Chaf Hei, Halacha Beis. Page Reish Chaf Hei, in the middle of the laws of Eruvei Techumen. Simen Sadi Hei. Sadi Hei, page Reish Chaf Hei, Halacha Beis. Ir Shehimu Kefes Chema Afilu Hi Gedol Mod, a city that is surrounded by a wall, even if it's very large. Lav Dafka surrounded by a wall, even though it's a very large city. Mahalich Eskula Vibura Umisham Tchum Shabbos. What? Page Reish Chaf Hey.
Yeah.
Page Simon Sadi Hey, Halacha Beis.
Oh, Halacha.
The page on top looks like it says Reish Chaf Ches. All of the Hays in this, all of the Hays in this Sefer look like they're Cheses, and all of the Beises and Chafs look the same. And all the Reish and the Dalas look the same. Exactly what the Gemara says, you should not. What? That's going a little far. All right. That's very large, a very large city. You can walk the entire width, length, breadth of the city, and then after, you can, then even after, you can walk the Ibura. Ibura is another 70 and two-third amos, and then first you begin to calculate the 2,000 amos. So if you live in a large city like in New York, that's what we mentioned yesterday, you don't have to worry about you don't have to worry about the tchum. The tchum is not tchum Shabbos is not that much. We learned yesterday.
Even if the space between homes is like more than 150.
Well, there's a wall. So that's the point he's making over here. In this situation, if all of the homes are surrounded by a wall on the outside of the city, then the answer is yes.
A walled city.
I told you it's lav dafka. I made a mistake. It's not true. It is dafka. I'm just thinking about a city where the homes are very closely next to each other. But in a city that has a wall around it, the wall encompasses the entire area, and there's no limit. Even if between one home and the next home is a gap of more than 70 and two-thirds amos, it doesn't make a difference. It's considered to be one big city,
a gated
neighborhood, right? And you can, I guess you have such a situation. Let's say you have a Seagate, right? Seagate's not okay anyway because the homes are all very closely attached. They're all next to each other. But let's say you do indeed have a city where it's a gated city. So then you can walk the entire breadth of the city, and after you can even walk a little bit more, 70 and two-thirds amos, and first from that point in time do you begin to calculate the 2,000 amos. So we gave that calculation yesterday. To make it very, very simple, is approximately, let's say, half an hour. You can walk between 24 and 48 minutes. The amount of time it takes to walk between all these calculations. The shortest calculation was 36 minutes. 36 minutes, and then he said you can walk b'shas hadchak until 50 minutes. Between 36 and 50 minutes, how much can you cover in 36 to 50 minutes? You can cover about 2 miles almost.
Depends. If you could walk at 3 miles.
Depends how old you are.
Okay, but you have to talk the average. The average the pace.
Depends how bad your arthritis is.
You can walk like a mile in 18 minutes, right? I once timed. I once.
Probably, yeah, but that's a fast mile.
That's fast?
Yes. I don't think that's fast.
15 minutes is a fast mile.
That's very fast. To walk a mile in 15 minutes?
Yeah.
That's very fast.
Yeah, that's
too fast. That's jogging.
Fast walk. It's not like in the city when you walk, you have to stop at lights, you got to walk around.
Okay, whatever it is. All right, so just when we think about the Tchum Shabbos, I don't have the exact measurements. You just think about the numbers of the amount you can walk for a half an hour to 50 minutes. You come to the place where it says, this is the Tchum Shabbos, Adkan. This is where the Tchum begins. You can now walk 2,000 amos. An average walker will cover 2,000 amos between 36 and 50 minutes. That's the amount of space that you're allowed to walk when you get to the area. That all begins at when you get to the perimeter of this. If you have a city, you're living in a place where there's a wall around the city, so you can walk the entire city.
You must be walking 2,000 amos. at most 4,000 feet.
Well, that's what he says. Go back what he says. Go back. Look back in the Shi'arim Zim Halacha. So I'm not sure then. I'm then
2,000
Amos is about 4,000 feet. So how long does it take to walk 4,000 feet? Not that long. 10 minutes.
10 to 15 minutes.
I don't know then. But he says you can walk 2,800, you can walk 2,800. Read what it says here on the bottom. Ulufi Khajun Haminutin who kach the chosim sefer chinuch, the alpaya mama who sheer mil, the sheer mil who 18 minutin. Alpaya mama 2,000 amas is sheer mil, the sheer mil who 18 minutin. No, so you're right, 18 kumavur. No, I'm sorry, I made a mistake.
What?
I'm sorry, 36 to 50 is with an Eruv Tuchumin, which is 4,000 Amos, 8,000 feet. So I apologize. So we're dealing over here with between 18 and 24 minutes. 18 and, let's say, 24 minutes.
Well, we talk about a city.
Yeah.
Does it mean what they say the city limits? Or
no, halachic city. Halachic city that does not depend on what the zoning department tells you is part of the city. It's what halacha considers to be a city. He's going to describe now some of the rules. If you have two houses, you have three houses, this...
The reason I'm saying,
yeah.
I know when I was in California, the city of San Diego, you have assigned city limits.
Yeah.
And you see the first house about 10 minutes, that's with the car.
With the car. Right, the sign, right.
Doesn't mean anything.
It has to be the halakhic definition of a city. According to the government, the city goes on. The city goes on for miles and miles, but the halakha has a different definition for what is called a city.
If we're going south, when you get to the golf course.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with territory. No, then you got a problem. Once you get to an area where there are no houses already, that's really where the tchum begins. You have this question also when you say tfilas haderach. You're not supposed to say tzolzach until you leave the city. So where exactly does the city, going to the country, where exactly is the city end? In halacha. And then you have another question. You have another question is that if you're going by car, there's a very big debate among the poskim. When you're going by car, so do we take into consideration the amount of the distance you can cover with a car? You can cover an enormous distance in 1 minute. The amount of time it will take you to walk, what you can accomplish in 1 minute, does that a factor in halacha in regard to tefillah saderech and regarding Shabbos? Not only because Shabbos you're walking, but in tefillah saderech. So there are people that say, no, since you're going by car, and we're going by car, you're not going more than 5 minutes passing a base dira, a place where someone is living, even if you're going to Boston, going to the Catskills. So even though it might be true that halacha, you're passing a distance of space the distance of space is more than 72 tzamas, but you're not going to be going more than 5 minutes. A mil is 18 minutes. You're never going to be going more than 18 minutes, not passing a place where someone lives, where there's a base dira. Does that play into halacha and tell you you can't really make, you have not left the city, you can't make a tefillas haderech with Hashem's name? This is an issue. This is a very big issue. Baruch Atah Hashem, to conclude, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemei Atzefila. I know there was one with the Rav, and he says he doesn't make, we're going to Baltimore. Went to Baltimore. The end was he did make, I take that back. So he's just telling us that when he goes to a certain place, he doesn't make a bracha. When he went to Baltimore, I felt he did make with Hashem's name. So you have to know. If you travel a lot, you'll know. What?
Most highways have the old route, like over the trees. You see Route 1, the old highway.
You can go.
The trees over there. There are people living there all the time.
Right.
But Babich has a very interesting minute. They say Tumas Haderach without a bracha every day after davening.
Without a bracha.
Without a bracha.
Without a bracha.
Every day after davening.
Wherever you're going.
Because they're on shlichus.
Wherever you're going. Okay, let's go further.
What do you call it? I would say if you go over the GW,
yeah.
You go over the bridge.
I don't know.
Which is the way you're going to Are you going on to Palisades?
Go to Muncie.
To 95. Are you going on to 80? Matters which road you go.
When you're in the boat base,
you can go around eight different roads.
Getting back to? Yeah.
So south on 5th Avenue, you get to the golf.
Yeah.
Aaron, where are you going?
70 feet.
Okay, so he's going to talk about it. So then you give, you first give, you can't walk. In Echnam, there's a Tchom Shabbos.
So what do people do back on?
What, there's more than there's more than the Tchom? Yeah. They walk for miles?
Yep.
You're walking more than...
Houses.
Yeah.
But how far is it to the shul? How far is it from your house to the shul?
We would have heard about this. They walk in more than 18 minutes.
That means between when you start with the clock.
Yes.
If they're 70 feet.
Yeah.
So you have to start counting 2,000, right?
70 amas, you have to start, yes.
After that, you can have.
Unless you're within the tchum of, okay, let's see, he goes through some of the rules. I'm not clear. He goes through some of the rules. We'll come back to a Bli Neder. Okay, I'll try to get some practical halacha for 21st century.
Maybe you can get an expert in.
Yes, you have someone? It's hard to find someone. Yeah, what? Come up with someone, and absolutely. Absolutely. What? Erev and Tchum is very different. We need someone for the Erev, we need an expert for the Tchum. Okay, we'll see. We'll have to work on it. Bli Neder, we'll try to find an expert on these in Yanim. Let's go further. Ear Shibu Kefes. Okay, let's go further. Ear Halacha Beis. Ear Shehimu Kefes Chemo Afilu Higdel Mod Mahalech Haskula Vibur. You can travel the entire width and length. Vibura, an additional 72 Tzamis Mishom Mishom. There first begins Tchum Shabbos. Lechein Ear Shehimu Kefes Chemo. Here is the most more practical. A city that's not run by wall, but the Habatim Smuchim Zelaz. As long as in between each two houses you don't have more than 70 and 2/3 amos, so it's practically 140 feet. You don't have more than 140 feet between two different houses. Nechshav kibur, they consider to be one. The shayach lichoir, it's an extension of the city. The afiluhu mahalach kama yam, and you can keep on walking and walking and walking. You can walk, and there's no limit to what you can do on Shabbos. And the tchum will first begin from the edge of the most extreme helm. We first measure the karf just means 70 and 2/3 amas, and then utchum Shabbos, and then we measure the utchum Shabbos from there. Halacha gimel on the bottom. The bais achron vaydim ein b'mishne bura bir halacha shetzin legemara degam me arvas hasusim from the stables sheyei sham beis dira lahashomer. You don't have to have a dwelling fit for kashlem b'shaitai. Just have to have some type of temporary dwelling place. Even the watchman, he sits there. So sits as a shomer, who sits there by the horses in the barn. La shomer there moididin. You can measure the hut shaych liir, because this stable is also part of the city. V'chein kasa b'shochner chagoyin avshom zalmin v'shut shiva siayin the ayin v'shkasa b'shut chasam soifah the dilma nishma din the lama nishma din ze b'shochner chuvramam. For some reason, this halacha that we count also the home of a shomer, someone who is a guardian, is not mentioned Shulchan Aruch in the Rambam. He explains why it's absent, but it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and it's brought down in the Ber Halacha, so you can be makel. We can be makel to calculate the Tchum Shabbos. You can include even places that are not primary dwelling places, even places that are just makeshift dwelling places are also sufficient to be included in what we call a Dira, in order to extend the city. What? It's well. What, look, I guess they nap. It seems like they don't. It's only there during the day. That's what it seems. I don't know the parameters. I take it. I really don't know the parameters. But it's long as some degree they're living there. They're dwelling there. There's a person there. That appears to be enough.
About a homeless camp.
Oh, that's for sure. They're living there. That's their home. They're living. No, they're. I mean, they don't have no. They don't have a structure. They don't have a bias. Maybe not. You have to have at least a structure, some type of tent. You have to have a tent. If they're just living in a sleeping bag on the floor, that's not enough. They have to have some type of a makeshift structure. Cardboard box. Cardboard has to probably be dal by dal. I'm assuming a bias has to be
refrigerated
box. I don't know if it has to be 4 amas or 4 amas. I don't know if it's going to be, is it 6 feet by 6 feet? I don't think so. I don't think a refrigerated box is 6 feet by 6 feet. But let's go further. Halacha gimel. A noistim karfev el li'ir. Okay, this halacha, that before we calculate 2,000 amos, we measure 70 2/3 amos. First, you have to city. From one home, you don't give a karfev. A person is setting up a little house in the middle of nowhere, camping trip, and he sets up a little tent, and he wants to now go on the Trum Shabbos. He measures 2,000 amos from his tent. You don't give an additional 70 2/3 amos before you measure your 2,000 amos. That's only a halacha, a leniency that is true when you have a city, or you have a city, but if you have a single dwelling, again you start the tchum immediately from your dwelling. Ela takeoff mi kira bayis v'chutza maschil limdoi tchum shabbos. Halacha dalet. Hayu shtei ayaros smucho zolus. We have two cities which are close to each other. Noistim l'karfev l'zu v'karfev l'zu. We first give each city 70 2/3 amos. Ulchein therefore im ein b'nei yosim yishir shnei karfev yos nechshavos shteim li'ir achas. So if they overlap. If these two cities, the Ibor, the extension of the city overlaps, then automatically we consider it in Halacha to be two one big city, even though the mayors may tell you otherwise, that don't mess on my turf. A city is three houses, three people living together.
Glenwild and Woodridge are adjacent cities.
There, well, then they become in Halacha one city. If there's a seamless overlap, today many of the cities we live in today, when you go in the country, there's just a sign, it's just an imaginary border. You're entering, but it doesn't look any difference. And there's no gap in between one section and another section. So in Halacha views it to be one continuous city, and you're allowed to walk freely, and the Tchum Shabbos will first begin from the extreme edge of the city that you has a different mayor. So this is the halacha.
What? Are we talking the dwelling, the actual house, or the property line?
Actual house. Not the property line, the actual dwelling place.
The back lines, you say, you could have the property.
So he's saying that in the back lines, he's then you got a real problem. But in Echanami, maybe in Echanami, that is the halacha there. They have. Did anyone ever hear in Lawrence people having a problem with Tchum Shabbos, back Lawrence, in the Hamptons? Anyone ever go to the Hamptons? Those you can walk for miles there. Right? No one over here has that. No one over here wants to admit.
It's an island.
No one wants. So it's an island, but it's a city. So the whole world is one big island. The whole United States of America has one big island. North America. Island is just a relative term. I don't know. I'm assuming that this is a very big issue. You obviously go out of town. That always, you take it for granted. You live. Everyone hates living in the city. You're so crammed. Everyone knows your business. But then when you go out of town and you have to walk and walk and walk and walk, all of a sudden you begin to appreciate how all the conveniences you have of everything being so close. I don't know the answer to these questions. Believe me, I'm going to try to look into it. Let's go further. Halacha, hey, kama. Yesh. Kama dvar beinin medidas tchum Shabbos lahakel ve'ein lasos kiim al yidei baki. There are many things that you can believe. For example, when you have hills, when you measure, let's say you're going, there's a mountain. You're walking. If you're actually going to walk. You're going to have to walk up the mountain and down the mountain. So that's a lot of steps. You take a measuring rod, and you put the measuring rod along the incline and the decline of this area, you would take up a lot of space. But if you take the measuring rod, you just skip it, and you go along the bottom, then the distance is a lot shorter. And that would give you that you can travel a lot further. That's just one example. So anytime you have a ditch, or you have a little hill, there are ways to mimic and not measure the hill, not measure the ditch. That will give you the ability to travel and walk on Shabbos a lot further than you otherwise would. And all of this has to be done by people who are experts in this field. Today, I don't know, it's very hard to find. Maybe it's easier today. Maybe because you have Google Maps and you have all this technology, satellite images, so maybe today it is a lot easier. I'm sure years ago this was no easy matter, but technology today has changed. Also, you have all these different electronic devices. You can walk, you can measure. You have like your iPhone. Probably your iPhone can go and can measure, can calculate exactly how many steps you've taken, how the distance. Check out Amazon. You can. There are a lot of gizmos out there today. Halacha Vav. Halacha Vav is Hanitzrach Lechas B'Shabbos B'Yom Tov B'Yosim Yitchum Shabbos. Now the laws of Tchuma are also applied to Yom Tov. People make this mistake. They think that since the laws of carrying do not apply on Yom Tov, the laws of Tchum Shabbos do not apply on Yom Tov. It's not so. Hay L'chud V'Hay L'chud. On Shabbos you're allowed to carry. But just because you can carry, on Yom Tov you're allowed to carry. But just because you can carry on Yom Tov does not allow you to go outside of the Tchum. So therefore, Hanitzrach Lechas Shabbos O B'Yom Tov Yosim Tchum Shabbos Soch L'Haniach B'Rav Shabbos B'Rav Yom Tov Eruvei Tchum. So here we discuss Eruvei Tchum. Is there anyone here that made Eruv Tchumim? Anyone here? I never in my life made Eruv Tchumim. Anyone ever made Eruv Tchumim? Okay, never had this opportunity yet.
Well, someone used my house in the country for an Eruv Tchumim.
He put his bread in your house?
My house, yeah.
In order that you can be Eruv Tchumim so you can travel. Very interesting. So you have such a way. Let's see over here. V'Tzarech L'Anichai B'Soch Tchum O'Yer B'Vakam Shayimut L'Lecha Shabbos. So the first rule is, you have to put it within 2,000 amos from where you are going to reside on Shabbos. When Shabbos begins, I am able to reach the Eruv. You must be able to reach the destination where the Eruv is located. The lumnus is that when you put the bread there, that's really where you're residing. And the consequences are severe, that you're not allowed to go in the opposite direction. So here, for argument's sake, if I am putting my Eruv, if this Sefer is my Eruv, and when Shabbos begins, I am standing over here, and this is 2,000 amos away from where my food is, I am now allowed to take one step to the left. One step to the left, I fall off the world. Because I am residing here on Shabbos. Eruv Tchum is not magic. It doesn't allow you to walk 4,000 amos. All it really does is, it allows you, just changes your point of reference. You're only allowed to walk on Shabbos 2,000 directions from where you're located. 2,000 directions this way, and 2,000 this way. So in total, you can walk 4,000 amos, but you're in the center. But you only can go in one direction, 2,000 amos. So if I put the Eruv over here, and when Shabbos begins, I am over here, all that really basically means is, I'm really residing here on Shabbos, and I am currently at the extreme leftmost, to my left, you're right, my leftmost position of where I reside. So then when I walk here on Shabbos, I'm walking to my center point, and now from my center point I can walk 2,000 amos to my right in this direction. So you're not really doing magic to walk 4,000 amos on Shabbos, you're just changing your point of reference. When Shabbos begins, I'm really residing where my Eruv is. I happen to be over here, which means I'm at the extreme left of where I put my Eruv. Therefore, the consequence is, I cannot take one step more to the left. Because taking one step more to the left, I am leaving my personal Tchum. My personal Tchum ends over here. That's the lumdis of the Eruvei Tchumen.
2 days Yom Tov.
Yeah. So you can make a Tanai. You can make a Tanai, but you have to make sure that you locate in the right location before Shabbos begins.
No, Yom Tov
begins.
Saying, could I have
he discussed
Shabbos
it.
Here.
Yes, you can. Yes,
here.
He can. But you have to make sure that you're in the right place. You're not outside the tchum when erev ben hashmashos for that period of time. Yes, you can make multiple. You can make two eruvim. You can even make for one Shabbos a tanai. Let's say you hear there is two scholars in residence, right? In Lawrence, there's going to be this rabbi, and I don't know in
Cedarhurst
is going to be this rabbi. And you have the two flyers in your hand. You can't decide. You can't decide what to do. But each one is out of your Tchum Shabbos. You need two chazanim. So each one is out of your Tchum Shabbos. So what are you going to do? I'll decide what time I wake up. Because the chazan A, they're starting at 8 o'clock. Chazan B starts at 9 o'clock. I don't know what time I'm going to wake up tomorrow. I don't know what the weather is going to be. And each one is out of my Tchum. But they're mutually exclusive. If I go this way, I can't go this way. If I go this way, I can go this way, because I only can go 2,000 amas. And the both of them are going to be 4,000 amas in opposite directions. So if I want to go 4,000 amas, that means I put the arrow over here, I can't walk 1 foot this way. If I want to go there, 4,000 amas that way, I can't take 1 step this way. So what do? You
can put one day.
One day. But let's, in the more simple case, if one day, so you're allowed to put out two different Eruvim, I'll put out two, and you make a Tanai. And I'll say, with Shabbos morning, I will decide which Erev I want. Then retroactively, that Erev was triggered, and you can travel in that direction. Let's see over here inside. Halacha Vav. Hanitzroch
Lelechas. You can say the first day Rosh Hashanah, this is my Erev. Second day Rosh Hashanah, that's my Erev.
Okay, let's see. All right, let's see. Halacha Vav. Hanitzroch Lelechas b'Shabbos abiyam tov yosim b'tchum Shabbos tzach la'nicha b'erev Shabbos abiyam tov Erev b'tchumim v'tzach la'nicha b'tzach tchum o'ir b'mokam shayimutu lo lelechas shom. You must put it within the tchum where you're allowed to travel. B'mokam sheniach eso Erev nechshav lo kilu dosham. The place where you put it, that's where you consider to have resided when Shabbos began. Ulechein. Therefore, yesh lo b'mokam ahu. From that location, no magic. There's no walking 4,000 amos. It's just consider the place we put down. Period. What you gain, on one side by being able to travel in one direction, is what you lose out on the other side. Derech Mashal. Okay, Derech Mashal. If you put the Erev on the end of 2,000 amas on the east side, also lo lelechas klum litzad marv, like we explained. Shaharei kevar hu rochot mimokum dirosu tchum Shabbos, because you're already at your outer limit. Halacha zayin. Ketzad oisin es ho eruv. So klokech pas. You take bread, kidei mozoin shtei sudos. Enough food for two meals. I lift on or relish. Onions or radish. Enough of this. Rabbi Fantak, have a nice day, Rabbi Fantak. Okay, take care. Have a nice day. If you're putting bread, it's amazing, if you're putting bread, you have to have bread for two meals. Okay, how much bread do you need for two meals? Two kazesim. An egg. An egg is about two olives, so it's pretty much just four olives. A beitza is approximately two olives, so and that's the size of a meal, a beitza.
Isn't that two pras?
A mazon shtei suda is a beitza. A pras is, how much is a pras? A pras, a chatzi pras. You need to have a. Okay, I don't know. Let's put it on the side.
I think you need to have much more.
Two eggs. Two eggs are going to be four kazesim?
No.
Machloikis. What is a pras? A pras is six or eight, but you have the pras.
Six or eight
beitzim.
Right, I'm pretty sure.
Is that a whole pras? A whole pras is six or eight. So chatzi pras is half of that.
Yeah, but that's
Muslim sudachas. So two sud. Okay. So two sud will be. Sorry, I made a mistake. So you need to have between 6 to 8 eggs. 6 to 8 eggs is a significant amount of bread. So that's if you're having bread. But here's the chiddush. If I don't want to use bread because I'm afraid the squirrels are going to eat it up, I want to take something that you eat. Relish, something that you eat. You don't have to have. No one eats pickles. No one eats tuna fish. The size of 4 eggs, right. 6 to 8 eggs. You just need the amount of lifton that you would eat that would accompany your meal, which is very small amount. That's halacha. If you're having bread, the primary food, the main course, the bread itself, you have to have enough mazon for shtei sudas. But if you're not going to make it with bread, you make the brother with the food that accompanies the bread. You only have to have the amount of food that accompanies mazon shtei sudas, which is significantly less than the actual mazon shtei. So that's the chiddush halacha, which is always true in Erev. Yeah.
You said that I can make on 2 days of
Tanai.
I can make a Tanai that I'm going
different directions.
What about the same direction, another 4,000?
What do you mean, the same direction?
I went from
seemingly, yes. It would appear, yes, because you're already there.
I want to go in the same direction, another four.
Yeah, it would seem you can do that. But you must make sure you're there. You must make sure that on day two, that the when your second Erev will be triggered, you must be within range of your second Erev.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, seemingly yes. Well, there are three-day Yom Tov. A three-day Yom Tov, yeah. If you can do that two-day Yom Tov, so there should be no reason why you can't do three-day Yom Tov. Okay, let's go further. Keitzan oisin es ha'erif. Lo'keach pas. Mazoin shtei sudois. O lifton kigoyin bitzolim. O itznoin v'chodoyim ha'sheyesh b'shir le'echol ha'pas. Shum zoin shtei sudos. Chutz min ha'melech min ha'mam. There are two things which are out. Salt and mayim. She'ein me'orvim behem. You may not make an erev with melech and mayim. Why not? There are a lot of reasons. One of the reasons, in other words, they don't give satisfaction, these things. These things cannot be considered something which is amazing. And there's also Api Kabbalah. Api Kabbalah, because there are things of Klala. How can you call Kabbalah? What Klala? Stone Va'amora was destroyed with Gofres u'melach, sulfur and salt. And Mayim, the marble. The world was destroyed with water. So therefore, these two things cannot be used to make an Erev. The whole reason, that's Al-Pi Kabbalah, Al-Pi Derech Pshat, you don't use Mayim Melech because these two things are, do not give satisfaction. You go to the location where you want to make your Erev and you put it down.
No, but also mushrooms you can make an
airplane. Kimein upetiros. No, I think you can make it.
Pitrios.
Kimein upetiros, I believe you can make. Only mayim, yeah, you can. Kimein upetiros, why not? Only mayim and melach. Mayim and melach. Umavarach, you make a brach. What brach? Baruch atah Hashem, l'kinim eloch ha'olam asher k'deshanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu al mitzvahs eruv. V'yomer, and you say the nusach, it's in the Seder, b'zech ha'eruv, yehei with this moshi, mutar li leilich mimokam zeh alpayim amol l'chol ruach, v'choyzer l'beisoy. And then you come back home. So you do this Erev Shabbos. You do this, let's say, 12 o'clock. You go to the location, you put down the bread, you make the bracha. And then you come back home. Yochel, period. That's what you have to do. Yochel l'niach eruv echa l'kama shabbosos. If you want, you can do it once and rely upon it for multiple Shabbosos. Provide Lubach, Yenichenu b'mokam hamishtamer. Make sure the squirrels have not eaten it up. Shenevad oy niskalkel. Let's just go for a few halachas and we'll do the Shem's halacha. Halacha ches. What?
I'm curious.
Yeah.
Can you make an Erev Tafshilin and an Erev two different Erev?
With one bracha. It's machlek. We had that before. We had that before. If you want to combine the
Erev Tafshilin with the Erev
Chatzis. Amitzvas Eruvin, Balashan Rabin. So there are two opinions in that matter. That we actually had that. We learned that inside last week, I think. Maybe the Shema Salacha. There are different opinions. Different opinions. If you can do that, yeah, if it's ideal, you should.
Tafshilin, you have to make in your bathroom.
The Erev Tafshilin you have to make in your bathroom. The Erev Tkulin you have to go all the way out to the field to put it down there. Okay, let's see already do the bottom. On the bottom, what does it say on the bottom? Oystalid on the bottom. The Oymer Bezeh Erev Ayin Mishnebura.
Make
an Erev Chatzeres,
the other guy may want to make it go in a different direction.
So you can't force
him that he's limited to his 2000.
Okay, so you have to work out the details.
Once you put on the Erev Chatzeres
at the end of your 2000, that means the Erev Chatzeres. No, you can't use the same bread. That's Pashat. You can't know the Davar Pashat. You cannot
use the same bread.
The same bracha. The same bread you can use.
So
Ein Oysen Chavilas Chavilas. You have two loaves of bread. One loaf of bread for the Erev Chatzeros has to be put in the bayis. The Erev Chatzeros must be put in a bayis. Cannot be put out on the road. I don't know how practical this is going to be. I don't know. You have to know what the scenario is. Okay, let's go further. Let's see on the bottom. Let's look on the bottom. The bottom. V'oimer b'zeh Erev Ayin b'mishnebura. The Amira me'akeves. The Amira is me'akeves. Ella im loy omar kol anusach rak shamar zeh yiyel le'erev sagi v'chein. Okay, so the Sha'arim Mitzvah Allah tells us that if you don't say at least some bare skeleton nusach that this is my Erev, then you have accomplished nothing. It's a bracha levatala. Just making the bracha and not saying the nusach printed in the Siddur with Zeh Erev Yamut Ali Lahalach to travel 2,000 Amos, that according to the Mishnah Berurah is makiv. You don't say the entire thing, you just say at least something superficial, that is kosher b'diavad. Halacha ches, yachol l'shloiches erev al yidei shaliach. You don't want to go. It's too much of a tircha for me to go right now. I said an agent. Sheyani chehu b'shviloi v'yivarech hashlich v'yemer. The shliach makes the bracha. The shliach makes the bracha, and the shliach says the nosach, but he says not for himself, because the shliach is not the one that's going to be bound by this erev. It's the mishaleach. B'zeh erev yemutu l'ploini leilech to travel 2,000 amos. It's such sheyher shliach gadol bardas. You can't rely on a child. This is a major sugi masech to erevin. Can you rely upon a child put out your erev to chumin? The shliach must be an adult. The bardas al aide katan ein sholchin v'afilu lechaza shliach ella el mishalchay yachol lismecholav de chazaka shliach oiseh shlichuso.
Do you have to make the erev on the bracha on the place where you put the erev?
That's where you lishoy, where you put the erev. That's where you make the bracha. You go where you put the erev is the place where you make the bracha. You're asking, is it ma'akev?
I'm saying, can I make the bracha with this erev?
And then you go out there?
And then you sense?
No. That's what now you're not supposed to. I don't know b'diavad if what halach is, but no. You have to make the bracha in the location where you're putting the erev. You must first go there, put the bread down on the ground, and make the bracha. Or send the shaliach, and the shaliach makes the bracha on your behalf. He makes the bracha, and when he recites the nusach, he inserts your name. With this erev, so and so should be allowed to travel 2,000 amos. Halacha test: Yecholim la'orev be'erev echad b'shvil kama nashim v'hu sheyehei be'erev shir l'cholecha v'yechad. You have to have enough food for each individual. V'tzach liskos them al yidei acher k'moy be'erev chatzeros. Like erev chatzeros, one person picks it up. You have two people. One person picks it up on behalf of all of the group. You have 10 people, so one person picks up on behalf of the entire group. The ein mar meiv tochem el ladaito. Another halacha. Now, how much food do you need? If I'm not mistaken, you have to have the same rule apply. 8 to 18. You have to have. Well, here it says you have to have enough food for everyone. I'm not sure if you have 18 erev chatzeros. You only need to have 18 kazesim. Once you get to 18 kazesim, then you don't need to have more than that. I'm not sure if that rule applies. When it comes to erev tochem, let's leave for this. At this point in time, you have to have two meals. Mazon shtei sudais for each individual that wants to use the erev. Erev chatzeres is a different shear. There it's much smaller. You have one box of matzah. 18 kazesim is enough for an entire entire town, a whole world. Here it's. Don't do someone a favor. I did you a favor. I put out the erev. I knew there was a rabbi coming, a Talmud Chacham coming, a Chazan coming. I knew you'd want to go this direction, and you were sleeping. I did not want to disturb you, so I did you a favor. I put out the erev on your behalf. It doesn't work like that. If one person is serving as an agent for a tzibur, for a group, you should specify all of their names. The erev must be not on a tree, because you're not allowed to be mishtamesh on a tree. So the erev must be put on the ground in a location where you don't have to violate any halacha d'rabbanon by making contact with the erev. In a pit, and you cover it with earth, because you have to do malacha d'oraisa of soiser, or boine of soiser, to uncover the earth to the erev. Let's say you put it with a stone, havi erev. If you cover it with a stone, it's called an erev. Why don't we say that the stone is muksa? The stone is muksa. I think the answer is because ben hashmashos there's no isra muksa. Isra muksa is only on isra deraiska, but also ben loch ben hashmashos. Please, some deraiska, isra deraiska. Yeah.
The question we had when you walk into shul.
Yeah.
There's a distance.
Yes.
Mention all the
people. That's right. Everyone has to do it. Every single member has right. Yeah, that's right. If
so
you putting
guy, because if you come visiting town. They didn't know you were here.
No, so he's saying there's really no such thing as making erev tochum for everyone. You have to have enough food for each individual. If you have a town of 1,000 people,
they put extra food. You come visiting to somebody in town, you can't be Simon Erev Tchumin, you have to make your own Erev Tchumin.
Absolutely, so it says, exactly. Erev Tchumin is not like Erev Chatzeros, it's not like an Erev, a regular Erev.
Tchumin is something that you have to
do. Personal. Each time. You cannot fall lozach on someone else, absolutely. You have to make it for yourself, the Muslim mothers, and you also have to make sure the food is still there. Think about it, where are you going to put the food? Are you going to put the food out in the middle of the street, in the middle of the highway? And you're going to rely that next week it's going to be there? Every week? What? Every week you're going to go out to check? It's not going to be very pleasant. Okay, let's finish it over here. With a stone, because there it's not nisu deraisa, it's only at best muksa. Muksa is not deraisa, and also ben hashmosha is about. There's no halach of muksa ben hashmosha. A lot of metal muksa ben hashmoshas. Nasna be ilan. If you put on a tree, in ilan kasha ha the erev. The ilan is very hard. It's good mutter. Hinichay al ilan a konerach einoy erev. Why it's exact? Because he may come to by. When by taking off the air, you may break a branch. And by breaking a branch, you're doing a malacha de oiraisa. So therefore, you may not put the air in a place where you may come to snip a branch on Shabbos. Halacha yudalef im nosin is ha'erev b'mosach ir, ozak ol ir, nechshev esloy l'mokam eruvo. If you put the air in a city, if you have a city that is within 2,000 amos, so the entire city becomes your new l'mokam, is your tchum, and therefore, yachol l'leches kol hu ir afilu hi g'doy l'ma'od, you can travel the entire city, v'gam l'chutz l'ir k'day iburo u'tchum Shabbos, she'nechshav kilu hudar b'oysoye. So if your city, where you live at home, is within 2,000 amos away from the nearest city, but it's more than 2,000 amos away from your destination, where you want to travel on Shabbos. Where you want to travel on Shabbos is, let's say, 3,000 amos away. So but there's a city that's within 2,000 amos. So you can put your erev in the city. Once you put the erev in the city, you give you the entire city. The entire city becomes your virtual dalid amos. So the city is massive. You can, since it's as if you're living in the city, and you can travel the entire city, and then your tchum, your 2,000 amos, begins from the perimeter of that city in all directions for additional 2,000 amos.
And then
is there, you can't go that way. So give me an example. No, it's the same idea. Here, for example, here is a city. Make believe this is a massive city. Make believe this, let's say it's miles, okay, hundreds of miles. You live over here. Okay, you live over here. You can travel on Shabbos 2,000 amos this way and 2,000 amos. Let's say we have the city. Normally, if the city wasn't there, you travel 2,000 amos, it would stop over here. Okay, I live over here. Normally my 2,000 amos would stop over here. I can't travel more than here, and I can't travel more than 2,000 amos here. I'm within 2,000 amos diagonally from the city. So you see my situation? I'm living over here. I can travel on Shabbos 2,000 amos. So I can go here, I can go here, I can go here, I can go here. I can also go diagonally into the city. But I can't go further than here. I want to go straight. If I want to walk straight, I can't go. There's a shul right over here where this box is. But I'm living over here on Shabbos, I can't make it. But I can make it. I'm within 2,000 amos of the city. And let's say this city goes on and on for miles. Okay? Goes on and on all the way down over here. Okay, goes on and on forever. I'm living over here, so you know what? I'm gonna put my Erev in the house that's closest to the gate of this city. So now, where am I residing on Shabbos?
In the city.
In the city. Where in the city am I residing? Well, technically over here, but al pi halacha, anywhere. It's ki'ilu I live over. So therefore, where now is my new tchum? My new tchum now begins from the perimeter of the city in all four directions. So from this edge, I can walk 2,000 amos. That's why I can go back home, because I'm within 2,000 amos, but I can't go more than that. I can't go more than 2,000 amos. But I also can go 2,000 amos from here, here. And I can also go from here 2,000 amos this way, which gives me, which solves my problem, because I wanted to go from here to here, and this was more than 2,000 amos. But because I was within 2,000 amos of the city, I'm living in the city, I can now travel from here to here, because only through the city, of course. Well, only through the city.
But before you,
well.
But I was,
No, not even that. I'm living in the city, so as long whatever I can do in the city, I can do. I can travel this way also. No, I can go this way also. I can walk all the way down here also, because all of this within all of this is within my tchum. My 2,000 amos come out all the way over here. Since I'm really living in the city, and the tchum of the city goes 2,000 amos along the entire edge of the city, I pretty much can walk from here all the way here on Shabbos, because all this is now within my the edge of the city. Is that clear? Not really?
You don't have to necessarily walk in the city, you just have to...
Right, within the tchum of the city.
You have to walk 4 hours in the city, then you start
to... You don't even have to walk within the city. Since virtually you're living in the city, and the city has a tchum of 2,000 amos on all sides of the city, along the entire edge, so this entire area now is within the tchum of the city. I am actually physically residing here. But halachically, it's as if I'm living in the city. And therefore, what is my tchum for Shabbos? My tchum for Shabbos is the tchum of this city. This city is massive, which means I can walk the entire width and breadth of the city. Plus, I'm given 2,000 amos along the entire edge of the entire city. So what can I walk on Shabbos? Pretty much everywhere. Everywhere. Because I'm considered to be a resident of this massive city, because where I am physically residing is within 2,000 amos of the corner of the city, and I've actually made an eruv tchum by putting my bread in the city itself.
Yeah.
Okay? Before, okay, we go in one direction.
When you're in the city,
yeah.
You could go straight
right
from the house to the...
I'm in the city. I don't need to have tchumim.
Set up the eruv 2,000.
Okay.
You said you cannot walk even a foot in the other direction.
Right.
Totally.
Well, you start off where do, when you're in a city, the whole city is one big dalet amos. But where am I residing on Shabbos? I'm residing on Shabbos really here, because that's where my erev is. Is the city, is the edge of the city within 2,000 amos? Yes. Once you make it, you just barely make it by the skin of your teeth within 2,000 amos, you're given the entire city.
Right.
I now can go all the way to the edge of the city, but not one drop more.
Can I go from, if this is the city and I'm here, can I go this way?
Yes.
Which is over the tchum.
As long as it's part of the tchum of the city, of this city, yes. If you make an air in that city, you're part of that city, and you can travel the entire thing in the city. Okay, we'll stop over here.